I need to record that I have another proof of a scandal, a part of the story, a part of my report, a high and deep proof of their conspiracy and scandal. Proof remand persons and system persons conspiring to unlawfully, falsely label me and anti-justly, sinisterly, falsely prosecute me. Further proof of a Mephistophelian system culture trying to stop me from uncloaking and proving they were for years and are attracted to youth and were and are playing in a market of material. The proof is October 22nd, 2015. Now follow this. October 22nd, 2015, I was non-segregated, was not separated from remand staff and inmates, as I was when I was first put on their 3D unit inside Edmonton's remand. October 22nd, 2015, I was taken with other inmates without cuffs and shackles down to their Videotron court floor. Before I was to speak for bail to a judge who was to appear on a video screen, minutes before that, guards took me out of the court floor cell I was in with others and detoured me to a court floor cell that was labeled cell 13, a segregate cell for a person that's marked a danger to themselves and others. I told that suspect guard that did not make any sense, and I refused to enter that cell. He said he would inquire. A minute later, a guard with a strange smile on his face yelled, "Video surveillance is shut down." Seconds later, that guard that did a so-called inquiry walked up to me and said, "You are right. You are right. You are not to be put in there. They shut down their digital surveillance to stop evidence of me blowing the whistle and magnifying a key detection point. A objection, which is a verily remarkable clue of evidence to information, a clue for you, evidence used in the detection of a crime and solving a mystery." I was then returned to the court floor cell I was in with others, and minutes later, taken to a Videotron screen to speak to a judge J.K. Wheatley, who I quickly told of that attempt to detour me. That judge stated, "This man, Sean, was deemed fit to instruct counsel, and so we will not have any diversions." That judge was not speaking to remand guards, for only I was in the Videotron booth, and we know guards were not in court. That judge was speaking to the Crown, prosecuting me. Now, why would that judge think the Crown would call the remand up that day and get guards to put me in a cell marked a danger to myself and others, right? That shows the alarming fast thought by that judge that the Crown was out to hyper-label and maliciously prosecute, and magnifies alarming proof that at every turn there was a clear contradiction by remand guards and staff, a contradiction clear to remand guards and staff. The judge called for a break, and I was returned to the cell with other inmates, and later returned to face Judge Wheatley again. I tried telling the judge again of that attempt by court floor guards to detour me into that cell 13. It is proof, solid proof, of system persons wanting to illegally label me and anti-justly, sinisterly, falsely prosecute me.